And this is the Rita Cosby Show. Well, some very fun events this weekend, and especially also some cool shows coming up on Broadway. We thought the best person to have here on the show is the wonderful Joan Jadel. She's the publisher, the editor-in-chief of Hampton Sheet. She covers all the big celebrity and charity events, always on the red carpet, front and center, and she's now front and center here on the Rita Cosby Show. How are you, Joan?
Fine, Rita. How are you?
You know, we ran into each other at the Inner Circle with Mayor Bloomberg wearing his crazy outfits and doing his dancing. Describe for everybody what we witnessed this weekend with New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Okay. It's so hard to put this visual into words, but I'll try. This was the Inner Circle's 91st annual show, which is where the mayor gets spoofed by the core press. And this was Mayor Bloomberg's 12th show. He performed with 4 Broadway shows, Phantom of the Opera, Nice Work If You Can Get It, Rock of Ages.
Yeah, he had good backup, huh? He had really good backup.
Let me tell you, he needed the backup.
Oh, you know what? His singing, when you heard it, you're like, but I will give him credit for doing it publicly. You know, coming out he was, you know, his singing was so off key. His dancing was 5 seconds late, but courageous for doing it, right?
I'll tell you, he better stick to his day job.
<You're> right.
He has absolutely no talent, none, zilch. Cannot even carry a tune. Thank God he was drowned out by the Broadway show actors.
Yeah, really. Thank goodness he had good talent around him to kind of like overbear him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were people back there, backstage saying, you know, asking him to do a fourth term. How do you like that?
Oh, my goodness. No. Just for the singing alone, I say no.
You know, Rita, remember, did you notice that that most of the time his face was pained? Like, you know, he really didn't want to be up there.
Well, he was probably listening to his own singing.
Absolutely. I mean, do you remember when he first appeared on the stage in a Mark Zuckerberg-type sweatshirt with the hoodie?
Yeah, it was very funny. And by the way, you know what was funny? He laughed at himself with the big gulp. And, you know, of course, the reporters were all talking about the big gulps. But what I liked is he was able to poke fun at himself on the bike with all the bike lanes.
Oh, yeah, the bike lanes and everything. And also, there was a video at one point where it showed him saying the word stupid about 1,000 times every time he goes on air. There's something stupid, someone stupid, this is stupid, everything stupid.
Now, the other thing, speaking of funny things, you know, Anthony Weiner, of course, was the target. They were talking about, texting and then
texting. Yeah, Anthony Weiner was a target of the jokes. Poor Weiner.
Yeah, really. You could, I mean, with a name like that, he's material. And then they were talking about, you know, the sending the pictures. And then Chris Christie, there was a woman who came out, dressed as a Twinkie.
Oh, yeah, no more Twinkies for Chris Christie. I mean, they poked a little fun at John Katsimatidis, but it was all in good, you know, for laughs about Christie's owner running for mayor.
Yeah, nobody was off limits. No one was
off limits. No one.
You know, let's talk about, you know, good singing. Amy Winehouse.
Oh, but wait, we didn't talk about Christine Quinn and her hair color.
Oh, my God. That was, actually, she got bombarded. She had the whole vampire look.
Vampire look. And also, they likened her to the Jersey Shore with the color of the hair.
Yeah, and also the jokes about, remember the comment about Bloomberg saying he liked, you know, look at the backside of that girl. Not talking about Christine Quinn, somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every little comment was sort of, it was very clever, cleverly done.
I wish everybody could have seen it.
Now, something that did have good singing, real quick, I want to get to Amy Winehouse. There was some great, event,
yeah.
I had Mitch Winehouse, her dad, on the show last week, but you heard some great singing there.
Oh, Jennifer Hudson was there. She was wearing this tight white number with a body to die for. I mean, she brought down the house crooning, "Am I Telling You I'm Not Going," from the Dreamgirls movie. And she also sang a Roberta Flack number, "First Time Ever I Saw Your Face." She did leave immediately with her bodyguards avoiding the paparazzi, but she brought down the house. I was surprised that the glassware didn't break. Just amazing.
Now, there's some amazing Broadway shows coming up. Tell us about, there's some with some big names.
Oh, yes. We've got Lucky Guy coming up with Tom Hanks. That's on April 1st. That'll be the opening night. Nathan Lane is starring in The Nance, which is opening on April 15th. And Alec Baldwin, our favorite. Maybe New York Post doesn't like him, but we do.
No, they like Endless Material. They like him.
Well, he'll be starring in Orphans beginning April 18th. It's in, I mean, these are in... what do you call it? Anyway, we'll go on to Alan Cummings. Alan Cummings is going to be in an interpretation of Macbeth on April 21st. And Bette Midler takes the stage of Sue Manger's, the one-woman show, and it's called I'll Eat You Last, and that's on April 24th. But everything's in previews.
Very cool. Well, and you know what? There's so many great, like, huge names and great talent out there. Joan Jadel, love having you on the show, my friend, the wonderful publisher and editor-in-chief of Hampton Sheet. And you can find out more details on hamptonsheet.com. Thanks for being on the show, Joan.
Anytime.
Thank you very much.